What's going on, guys? It is Quinton Berry here for AppleNewsWeekly.com, and this is a quick news update. Today, we're talking about AT&T and their contract and subsidy issues for the new iPhone 3GS. Now, we took it upon ourselves to call up AT&T and ask them about the iPhone 3G, the current iPhone 3G upgrading to the new iPhone 3GS, and, well, we really didn't get many answers. Take a listen.
Okay. The new iPhone has not been released. It comes out on the 17th.
Now, AT&T says that they do not have very much information because the iPhone 3GS has not been released. But apparently, the people selling the iPhone have no information about how much this phone will actually cost.
We don't have the phone for sale over the phone, so we have like limited information. Not until that phone is actually available, we'll get all that information.
So it looks like AT&T has no clue how much the iPhone really costs without the AT&T subsidy.
If you actually look online and you're online, I think it does give you the price for the iPhone.
Now, we did look online and it did give us the price of the iPhone, but that's only with the 2-year contract. They had no clue how much the iPhone really cost if you didn't get a 2-year contract.
Yep, that would be with a 24-month contract. That is correct.
Now, if AT&T's information has not been helpful, this will help.
You have two options. You can pay full retail price for the phone, or you have the option to wait until your contract's up to upgrade to that 3G iPhone.
But how much is the iPhone 3GS without a subsidy?
Okay, well, the new iPhone, if you're looking for special details, we have that currently online.
A little note, if you didn't know, you can get the details online.
All the details of the new iPhone. And the 2-year pricing does show online.
Now, to conclude this report, we have one last statement from AT&T telling you about the iPhone 3G upgrade to the new iPhone 3GS.
You're probably going to have to wait till that phone comes out, because I don't even know what the full retail price is for that phone.
So, the truth comes out from AT&T. They have no clue how much the new iPhone 3GS phone will cost without an AT&T subsidy. Another note, according to AT&T, it looks like you cannot pre-order the new iPhone 3GS on the AT&T website if you are not eligible for an upgrade. AT&T girl, take it away.
If you're eligible for an upgrade, but you're not, or a new customer, yep, or like adding a line kind of thing.
But what would happen if we tried to pre-order the iPhone and we weren't eligible?
But you're not eligible for an upgrade, so if you tried to do it, it would actually kick you out.
All right, thanks to AT&T for talking to us about the new iPhone 3GS and upgrading your previous generation iPhone 3G to the new iPhone 3GS. Unfortunately, AT&T has not told us an official number onto how much the iPhone 3GS will actually cost if you are not eligible for an upgrade. My name is Quinton Berry, and it looks like you'll be heading to the Apple Store or AT&T Store June 19th, not knowing how much you're going to have to pay for that brand new iPhone 3GS. My name is Quinton Berry. I'm from AppleNewsWeekly.com, and this has been a quick news update.